Owls in the Family, Chapter 11. The spring when Weeps and Wall became 3 years old was a very sad spring for me. My father had taken a new job, so we had to leave Saskatoon and go east to the big Ontario city of Toronto. There would be no more sloughs, no gophers, no bluffs, and worst of all, no prairies in Toronto. I hated the idea of moving, but most of all I hated leaving my friends behind me, both my human and my animal friends. We couldn't take Weeps and Wall because they would have had to spend all their days locked up in a cage, and that would have been cruel. On the other hand, we couldn't just turn them loose either, because they'd become members of a human family for so long they wouldn't have been able to look out for themselves. All we could do was try to find someone who would give them a new home. I talked to most of my chums about this, and they all said they were willing to take my owls, but their parents wouldn't hear of it. Then one day I thought of Bruce. He and his family had moved away from Saskatoon a while earlier and were running a fox farm about 200 miles to the northwest. I sat down and wrote Bruce a letter, and a few days later I got this reply. Dear Billy, it's pretty good here. There are lots of ducks, and we have started a fox farm and got lots of pups. Dad says sure I can have the owls. We have an old fox pen I am fixing up to keep them, and I am building a wood house in it to keep them warm. Rex is healthy and says hello to Mutt and says bring Mutt up here for a visit when you come with the owls. There is a lot of Indians here and I go to school with a lot of real Indian kids. When you come, I will take you there and you can ride some of their horses. So long, your old pal Bruce. I showed the letter to my father. Sounds fine, Billy, he said. What do you say we drive up the owls up to Bruce's place on Friday afternoon and stay over for a visit until Sunday night? I said yes, of course, and that's what we did. It was a wonderful trip to Bruce's. The sloughs were full of water, and the water was covered with ducks resting on their way north. We saw prairie chickens dancing on the side of the road, and there were more meadowlarks and red-tailed hawks than you could shake a stick at. The owls rode with me and Mutt in the rumble seat, and they had a wonderful time. When we got to the farm, Bruce's mother had a big feed ready for us. On Saturday, Bruce took me to the Indian reservation to meet his pals. One of them, a boy about my age named Harry Wildhawk, loaned me a cayuse, and the three of us rode all over the old prairie that day, chasing coyotes and jackrabbits on horseback. On Sunday, Bruce and I stayed around the farm, and I helped him finish off the cage where Wall and Weeps would sleep at night. That was a sad business, though, and I kept wishing that Saturday could have gone on forever. Wall and Weeps didn't seem to suspect anything. I think they were having too much fun to be suspicious. Wall went off and explored the big poplar bluffs behind the fox farm, and when he got all around among the fox cages, hooting and hooting at the foxes and daring them to start something. Weeps found his way to the meat house where the fox food was ground up in a big mincing machine, and the hired man fed Weeps so many scraps that he could hardly walk at all. Sunday night, we put the two owls in their new cage. Weeps was asleep almost before I could turn to catch the catch on the door. But all of a sudden, Wall seemed to sense that something was wrong. He gave a funny sort of a hoot, and then he jumped over to the door and put his head against the wire mesh. I reached down and I tickled him behind his horns for a minute, and he seemed to think things were all right again. He climbed back up to his perch and fluffed out his feathers for the night. I said goodbye, old owls. You look after each other. Someday, maybe, I'll be back.